This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Consider the plight of National Football League owners. They'll be meeting in Phoenix this weekend. Are they happy with the deal financing the highest price ever paid for an existing sports franchise? What lucky community will have the opportunity to pour millions of dollars into the NFL for a new franchise? And once again, instant replay. Stefan Fatsis, sports writer with the Wall Street Journal, joins us each Friday on All Things Considered. Stefan, the number one item on the agenda, someone is willing to pay more than $750 million for the Washington Redskins, and the owners aren't sure. Why?
They're not sure because anytime someone puts up that kind of money, it's not going to be all in cash. The problem with the offer that Howard Milstein, a New York real estate developer who also owns a National Hockey League team, has made for the Skins is that it relies too much on debt. The league has twice asked Milstein's group to restructure a $400 million loan, and it still apparently isn't satisfied that the loan will be secure enough. The league doesn't want the team placed at risk because of the Milstein group's personal borrowings.
So if they decide not Milstein, what do they do?
Well, it's up in the air right now. Several owners apparently are opposed to Milstein, partly also on the grounds that they're not confident that he's going to be an all-for-one, one-for-all owner, which is how the league has historically operated itself. If they back away from Milstein, there are a few things they can do. One, they can put it off, give him a chance to restructure the loan, maybe get more cash into the deal. They could give him tentative approval for this deal and just move forward. Or they could say no outright. And if they say no outright, it's going to go to court.
What about the Redskins? They have to operate while all this is going on.
Oh, they're in a complete state of uncertainty. If this isn't resolved quickly, the Skins are going to have some serious operational issues. The prospective owners tried to do something. They've hired a San Francisco 49ers executive to be kind of a consultant on team issues, but he's not even being allowed to work out of the Redskins' offices. He's parked in an airport hotel. They got the draft coming up. Free agents need to be signed. The current front office hasn't been getting a tremendous amount of support from the trustees for the Cook estate. And let's not forget, the Redskins had a pretty lousy season last year. They need all the help they can get and all the time to put this team back together.
The new team, the owners are about to bestow a new franchise. It could be to Houston or to Los Angeles, two cities which lost their NFL teams in recent memory. Who gets it?
Whoever is willing to spend $1 billion, perhaps, though there are indications that ownership groups from both cities are willing to do that. I think L.A. is the likely candidate here. The NFL desperately wants back into the L.A. market. It's been vacant since 1995 when the Rams moved to St. Louis and the Raiders moved back to Oakland. And the reasons are pretty simple. The NFL can't not be in the nation's second largest TV market, especially at a time when ratings have been sliding consistently. They need to prop up L.A. to boost its TV audience, and the league also needs to get the glamour of L.A. to boost its sex appeal. Houston has a very strong, solid bid, but it seems resigned to reality. The head of its ownership group already has contacted 9 NFL owners about buying their team and moving it to Houston.
Who gets the team if the team does go to Los Angeles? Do they know who will own it?
Well, there are two groups out there. One is led by the Hollywood super agent Michael Ovitz, and he wants to build a new stadium on a landfill in the L.A. suburb of Carson. The other group is headed by a real estate mogul named Ed Roske and a billionaire named Eli Broad. They want to renovate the old L.A. Coliseum. The league isn't going to pick one of those groups over the weekend, but rather just say that they're giving a team back to L.A. And what's possible, and I think very interesting, is that the league might step in, form a partnership with both groups and others to put together a financing plan for building a new stadium in L.A.
And, Stefan, instant replay. Those people who followed the game the last season saw lots of reasons to bring it back. Is the league going to bring it back?
It looks like they are. The league's competition committee, which is one of the many committees that the NFL has, they love that stuff, they endorsed it last week, and now instant replay needs 24 out of 31 votes from the owners to move forward. The proposal that's on the table and the one that's likely to be implemented would give coaches 2 challenges per game to dispute plays before the final 2 minutes of every half. If the challenge is overruled, they lose a timeout. Then in the last 2 minutes of every half or in the overtime, it's up to the officials to decide whether a play merits review. That way it would give them some control and stop teams from challenging everything in the last 2 minutes of the game, which really would slow things down.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, Linda.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal. He joins us on Fridays.